The seminar on the South China Sea and regional development wrapped up earlier this week in Singapore. After the one-day meeting, Zhao Qizheng with the Renmin University of China said that it is hoped that China and the Philippines can restart bilateral step-by-step negotiations. Speaking to a media briefing, the former minister of China's State Council Information Office noted China and the Philippines share many common interests despite some contradictions and conflicts on both sides.
尽管我们对于菲律宾诉讼这个过程和意图不满意，但是我们
Though we are not satisfied with the process and purpose of the action taken by the Philippines, we still hold the view that China can strive for friendly future relations with the Philippines and all other ASEAN members. Under no circumstance should these relations be affected by our disputes with the Philippines.
The dispute between China and the Philippines over the South China Sea has lasted for decades. Their relations were almost stalled after the government of former Philippine President Benigno S. Aquino III filed the arbitration against China in 2013, regardless of a series of bilateral agreements with China stipulating that any disputes between them should be settled through bilateral negotiations.Zhao suggested the problem is a complicated one to solve in the near future, and the best approach would be to start with matters that are easy to reach agreements on and then move on to more complex issues. He said joint developments between the two sides are broad, ranging from resources, fisheries, and maritime rescue to meteorologic data exchange, as well as disaster relief at sea, and that cooperation in these areas should move forward step by step.Meanwhile, Li Guoxiang with the Institute of Chinese Borderland Studies said that China's door to dialogue has always been open, and bilateral negotiations and peaceful settlement of disputes are always welcomed. The current Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has expressed readiness and willingness to hold bilateral talks with China, saying that he is planning to send an envoy to China to restart negotiations.He said he hopes the South China Sea issue can get back on the track of diplomatic negotiations based on mutual respect and joint consultation.
菲律宾的新总统呢又派出了特使，所以我们来讲也非常的期待。
The new president of the Philippines will send a special envoy to China. We are looking forward to consultation by the two sides in a spirit of mutual respect, so as to bring the South China Sea issue back to diplomatic negotiations in a proper manner.
In particular, he stressed that if the two countries restart the diplomatic mechanism, under no circumstances should the South China Sea arbitration be used as reference. For CRI, this is Liu Mohan.